This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, July 8th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia. It is the 8th of July, 2024, and we are live. So if it's Monday night on your calendar, well, we want you. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. And we've got bumper stumpers. We got a theme. Actually, it's two themes, and one of them is a very easy theme, and the other one, maybe a little obscure. So, yeah. In fact, it's obscure. So, assuming that you'll have trouble with the second one, well, the first theme you should maybe be able to get. Well, we'll see, won't we? Now, we have a straggler from last week, too. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? Yeah, a lot of answers, but nothing on the mark yet. Now, if it's not guessed tonight, then we'll reveal it in the final hour. You're doing this largely for the fun of it. The prizes aren't worth the postage it takes to get to you, and it takes forever to get anything. But eventually you do. But like I say, you're mostly doing it to have fun on Monday night. So 888-876-5593. 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Now, if you don't know my bumper stumpers, then how could you? You haven't even heard them yet. And you have no idea about my straggler, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that, but remember, everybody knows something about something. And Barry from New Hampshire, who knows everything about the Beatles, has decided to take a chance and do charts. So Barry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, you got me last week with 1965, so I'm going for 66 tonight.
All right. Now, in 1966, obviously, you were but a child, how old were you?
10.
Uh-huh. So we're talking grade school here. Nothing to do at night but listen to the radio, except this is the summer. What were you doing in the summer of 66?
Probably listen to the radio, transistor radio.
Okay.
Shortwave.
All right. Very good. Well, we'll see how hard you were listening. I assume you want this week in 1966.
Yes.
All right. Well, here we go. Yeah. Number one. Paperback writer.
The Beatles.
Of course. If you didn't get that, man, I'd give up. You'll get number two also because it's tangentially related to the Beatles. Red rubber ball.
The circle.
Yes. Number three, Strangers in the Night.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, number four, Hanky Panky.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Yeah, number five, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
Steve Springfield.
Yes. Number six, Wild Thing.
The Trogs.
Yes. Number seven, Cool Jerk.
Oh.
That's my favorite on this list, Cool Jerk. Ollie McLaughlin produced it. It was on the Karen label. You want to hear some of it? I can do that.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can find here. All right. So I've got to get my my magic twangerin line here. It's been misbehaving all night. Maybe it needs batteries. But anyway, we'll see, and we'll get Cool Jerk here, because I know that multiple versions are on this computer. Guaranteed. All right, here you go.
Well, the song.
Yeah, I knew you'd know the song. And interestingly, a very nice version of Hello Stranger is on the other side. That was the Capitals.
Okay.
All right. And yeah, I can see why you might not remember it, since it was kind of a medley of their hit. But they were a Detroit R&B trio, and I thought they did a lot of nice things. Okay, so we'll move on, shall we? You're still doing very well. And number eight, Little Girl. Absolutely. Hey, Little Girl, you betcha. Number nine, Paint It Black.
Rolling Stones.
Yes. And number 10, Along Comes Mary.
The Association.
And we have a winner. Very good, 90%. Very nice. All right, Barry, hang on. Don't go away. Yeah, yeah. For a kid at home in his bedroom listening to the radio, good memory. All right, so just didn't remember the Capitals. But, of course, Barry is in New Hampshire, so we cut him a certain amount of slack for that. All right, so we put Barry on hold. And, we're going to do soap opera trivia with Andrew. And we're going to do movie quotes with Lisa. And there's room for you, too. Maybe you'll try out our straggler. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? And you'll hear your first bumper stumper coming up, too, in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Man, oh, man, that music, baby, dig that beat. Like a glass of wine, it's so cool and sweet. Gets my pulse a-pulsing and then my feet always start to do the mumbo shabbits. Man, oh, man, that rhythm, listen to that drive. Like a swarm of bees, baby, it's alive. When the joint don't move, you gotta hop and hop. When you start to do the mumbo shabbits, just flip your psycho illy hat and fire, you will call. Flame that thing like a maniac. Baby, let's have us a ball. Man, oh, man, that mumbo, baby, it's the most. It's the reason Rumba's giving up the ghost. So break out the wine and let's drink a toast to the best there be, the mumbo shabbits.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who are they? And yes, you know. All right, so 888-876-5593. That was 1954 on the Tico label. So yeah, you know George Goldner's involved with that. All right, so now, our question. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? And Leah keeps thinking we've asked it before, but we haven't. And she called John and gave her suspected answer, and that's not it. So it's something else completely. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. All right. And like I say, when I first looked at this question, I thought, wow. And then I thought, wait a minute. Oh, yes. There was a time. There was a time when I absolutely believed it. And I will describe it after we reveal it. Or after you get it, which would be even better. Now, that's our straggler. That's our first bumper stumper. And that takes us to Lisa in Dundee. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
Good. How are you? Are you feeling better?
Oh, today was like one of the worst days of my life, but not physically. Just the stress level. It got to over 110 in the transmitter room again, and I had engineers in there working who I thought I was going to fry the engineers, and you wouldn't believe it, you know. And I kept having to turn off the transmitter because it was overheating, and of course I had to make sure it wasn't during the time I was running a political commercial. And by the way, it went downhill from there. That's just the opening.
And it's so hot out by you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a balmy, I don't know, 110.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just...
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so many other things like it, that it was just one after another. And I just looked at John and I said, all right, can I just die now? You know, just keel over.
You know? Is that all happening because it is so hot?
Partially.
Partially.
Yeah, so we're waiting for the next shoe to drop, and I'm looking at temperatures all the time, and right now I've got two stations off the air.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be much relief in the near future.
Well, I've got spare air conditioners, which I wasn't planning to use right now, but you can damn well believe I'll have them installed tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we'll just, because the other ones, the replacements were supposed to arrive. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of them was coming from Home Depot, and it says delivery July 8th. And I look and I think, excuse me, I think this is July 8th. And it says ordered. And that's it. Nothing about shipped. Nothing about being delivered.
Did it say 2024?
Yes, it did. Oh, the other thing I started to wonder, did it say August? But no, it said July. So... Yeah, it's like that. So, yeah, but speaking of months, I don't know. I had to fill out a bunch of political stuff, and I sent somebody's schedule and claimed the spot started in April. Well, of course they didn't. They started today, and I have no idea where April came from. Absolutely not. But they were panicked, so had to put out that fire. So it's like that. So this is actually my respite, talking to you. And
I was just going to say, and then you have such a bad day, and then you get to do... trivia.
Yeah, well, you know, before
this...
Which
is a bright spot, right?
Right, it is. Before this, I had to do, you know, hour-long meetings with the superintendents and the mayor and all that, so we got through that. But then, for a moment there, right before this show, the phones failed. And so, yeah.
Oh, my. Can't do trivia without the phone.
No, you can't. And so, yeah, that's about the time that I was like, I can just keel over now. It'll be painless. All right, so you want a movie quote.
Yes, please.
All right. Well, when it's hot like...
Thanks for all your help last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not sure what help I can give you on this, but we do have audio if all else fails. So,
okay.
When it's hot like this, you know what I do? I keep my undies in the icebox.
Oh, that sounds very familiar. When it's hot like this, I keep my undies...
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
All right, let's see what we can do. Well, I thought you were going to hear it. Instead, I'm seeing a commercial for spraying alcohol on
your
bed.
When it's hot like this, you know what I do? I keep my undies in the icebox.
All right, there you go.
Oh, my God. That didn't sound familiar either.
You know the movie.
Oh, I'm sure I do. It sounds like almost like a young voice or a cartoon or something.
Or it's not a cartoon, and no. I'll tell you, 1955.
55.
Mm-hmm.
When it's hot like this, so think of a hot movie. I mean, a movie where it was... Now, I'm not going to get this one.
You ready to be pissed?
Sure, why not?
The 7-year itch.
Oh, of course. I should have... That did not sound like Marilyn Monroe. I have seen that movie a dozen times. Yeah.
You'll have to pay. You'll have to pay closer attention to her saying that line.
Yes. Could I take a stab at the at your straggler?
I would love that.
Is it reincarnation?
No. What else?
Is it people that think they've seen a ghost or have a ghost in their house?
No.
No. Am I in the ballpark?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll stop then. Could I at least request a song for later on in the week?
Yes, let me find a pencil here. All right, pencil in hand. What you got?
Okay, I would like to hear, and this is reminds me of our friend Scotty, Anna.
Ah, go to
by
him.
Arthur
yeah,
Alexander.
Of course. Go to him. Yeah. All right. You betcha. I will do that.
Okay.
All
perfect.
Right. Thanks. Appreciate it,
right,
Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And now we get to Andrew in Chicago. So, Andrew, what's up tonight?
Well, I have a job interview tomorrow.
Yay. Where?
The grocery store.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll be working. Yeah, you know, you'll be working in one of the nation's largest markets. So.
Yeah. Well, it'll be nice because I'm interviewing for a stalker position.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is what I want.
Okay. Well, good. I'll keep my fingers crossed for that.
Thank you very much.
And you want a soap opera trivia question?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're talking before the year 2000. Four, count them four, soap operas ended on New Year's Eve. 1976, 1982, 1999, four. Name three of them.
Well, let's see now. I'm pretty sure Ryan Soap was one of them.
Nope.
Otherwise, Search for Tomorrow.
Nope. This is one that ended on New Year's Eve, so you got to be thinking that.
New Year's Eve, okay.
Mm-hmm. One of them was in 1976, two of them were in 1982, and one of them were in 1999.
Soaps that ended in 1982.
On New Year's Eve, December 31st.
1976?
Mm-hmm.
What shows would those be? I mean, because it confuses me because I can't really think of any soaps that canceled in those years. I mean, for 76, I'd probably guess something like How to Survive a Marriage.
Nope. And these, of course, are daytime soap operas, so.
Can you clue me in on one of them?
I wouldn't know how. All right, but let me see. Let me look them up. I've heard of one of them out of the four, but only one of them. The other one, I don't know. But you know, I was busy those years. So let me look soap opera. Let's see. What can I tell you? Oh, well, one of them, the one in 76, was actually a spinoff. A spinoff of
Somerset.
Yes, there's one. Okay, you got one. Now, two of them in 1982.
Two in Texas.
Texas is one. Can you get the other one?
Ooh, 82.
It's the only one I heard of.
Damn. Let's see. Do you have an idea of the network? I don't think ABC. It would have been on ABC.
Well, I know it started, I think, in 1963, and it was on NBC. NBC.
The Doctors.
Yes, The Doctors. All right. So that's three. You want to show off and go for the fourth? 1999.
Probably Another World. Or
no, nothing like that.
I'm gonna. It was on NBC. It would have been probably Sunset Beach.
Yes, absolutely right, Sunset Beach. All right.
Wow, those are all NBC. Poor NBC.
I guess that's the way they did their budgeting. New Year's Eve came, and that was it. The shows went.
Yep.
All right, we have a winner. As usual. Well, keep me posted. I'll keep my fingers crossed for tomorrow. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
I discovered a tragedy that I never heard about before. The Dozier School out in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of that?
Have I heard of it? The Florida School for the Boys is what it was. It was a reform school in Marianna.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
That was around from 1900 to 2011. And, bodies found and all that. Yes, I am aware. Although, it's interesting. Our parents obviously didn't know about that because whenever we were bad in Florida, they threatened to take us to Chattahoochee, which is the state mental institution. I don't remember any kids being threatened with the Dozier School.
I was reading that some of them were, that were right next to it. But, you know, the fact that it was happening right off the gate, you know, makes me wonder if it was some kind of weird experiment or something, or if it was intentional.
The White House boys, This was the 50s and the 60s, and
mostly okay.
I think it was after the 60s. It wasn't, but 50s and 60s, and then I think there were like 80 or so survivors that told some of the stories, and it was just horrifying. And it was a deal where a county judge would charge you as a juvenile with some minor crime, and they'd send you to Dozier School. And some of the kids were charged with crime. Others, all they did was run away from home. So really, you have to wonder about the judges. And not at the Dozier School, but there was a case in Pennsylvania where the judges were on the take to send kids to these horror places.
You know, right. You know, so it just makes me wonder, you know, because it's that if they were something conspiracy theory. Involved.
I don't know.
But it makes me wonder if, 180 Days in Sodom, the movie, it's like it could really happen or has happened.
Anything you can imagine probably has happened somewhere. And on that happy note, we'll get back to trivia and I'll talk to you soon. But hang on, you were right about those soap operas. All right, so there you have it. We'll hopefully get back to you. We got another bumper stumper coming up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
So secret before you're mine.
Please say you love.
Oh yes, yes, you're mine.
I'll love you forever.
And we'll always be.
You're the only one for me.
Something dear to me. I wandered around in a daze, not knowing just what to do.
WGN Radio. Well, I'm Roddy James. There's your second bumper stumper. Yeah, and the group bears the name of a famous group with the same name, unrelated completely. 1953 on MGM. Who were they? All right, as I say, two themes. One of them is very easy, I think. The other one is close to insurmountable, but you never know. So either one of those makes you a winner. Now we have our straggler. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? Yeah. And as I say, there was a time that I did, and I'll explain it because I laugh about it now. But at the time, I was deadly serious. All right, so what is it? That it's not a trait. It's positive. It's very specific. All right, so that's what we've gotten, and you know the bumpers are as they are. And other than that, it is Monday Night Trivia, which requires your participation. Because since I know the answers to the questions, I can't answer them. That's right. I can ask them, though. And if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know my straggler, you can have your own category. And look, here's the deal. Everybody knows something about something. There's some category at which you're an almost idiot savant. You know everything about it. You know, maybe it's collecting depression wear. I don't know, but it's something. And the bottom line is I'll come up with a question for you no matter what it is. And I prove that with Johnny D every week when he asks for his hominids. So whatever. Yeah. And this is Video Games Day, by the way. I don't know how they celebrate it. It's also Math 2.0 Day. Man, I'll tell you, most people are still struggling with arithmetic. And you discover that when you're going through the drive-thru, and there it makes changes for them. Yesterday was to tell the truth day. All right. I know it's political season. I'm sure absolutely nobody was practicing that. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And other than that, let's see. Yesterday, Mary Ford would have been 100. Yeah. Younger than you might have thought. Born in 1924 in El Monte, California, and died in Arcadia, both right there in the San Gabriel Valley. And sadly, it was a real sad story because it was Gene Autry who introduced her to Les Paul, and they got married, and it was just a whirlwind romance and a great team. And by the time they were singing, and of course, you know, How High the Moon and all that stuff, you know, by the mid-50s, things were starting to change. And they were cold, to say the least, and she couldn't take it. And she wound up drinking, and she'd been about diabetic for years, and she wound up in a diabetic coma for 8 weeks in 1977, and she's only 53 years old. All right, so what else do we have? All right, so we have Wally Phillips. Yeah, WGN's own Wally Phillips turned 99 Sunday, or would have if he was still with us. Born in Portsmouth, Ohio in 1925. Grew up in Cincinnati. And, you know, he moved to Chicago. So did Bob Bell. They both got jobs at WGN. Bell was the first Bozo the Clown. And Phillips, of course, I don't have to tell you this, morning drive star on WGN AM. And hard to believe, but God, he's been gone since 2008. Died in Naples. And Bob Bell died in 97, by the way, in San Diego County. He was 75. But, of course, for Wally, 82 years old, but a tough end. He had Alzheimer's. And rest in peace, Wally Phillip. You gave us a lot of joy over the years. That's for darn sure. Doc Severinsen turned 97 Sunday. Yeah, good genes or something. Because, man, this is a guy who... Never encountered a drug he wasn't willing to do by his own account, really. So I'm not talking out of school entirely, but he's soldiered on, to say the least. Born in Oregon in 1927 and still with us. Yes, Ringo, Sir Richard Starkey, turned 84 over the weekend, and he's still with us, very much so. And apparently has performed, as you know, all the Beatles post-Beatle did stuff. But some of his incarnations of various bands included Gary Puckett and Billy Preston and Burton Cummings and Dr. John and Sheila E. and on and on. So good for him. And that's good. And he's still, like I say, he's still with us and hopefully enjoyed his 84th. Yeah. They were singing, "Will You Still Need Me? Will You Still Feed Me When I'm 64? Well, 20 years later, Ringo is still eating. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And we're going to have some Myers-Briggs trivia, I believe, with Naoto in Japan. And we're going to have some hominins with Johnny D., no doubt. So let's see. Johnny D. in Ohio. John's not ready. Well, that's all right. Naoto's ready. We'll talk with him. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I can't complain. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, but the weather is not very good since it's rain season.
Ah.
So, I can't ride motorcycle.
rainy. How hot is it, though?
Yeah. It's pretty hot, like 30 degrees Celsius.
All right. So, and of course, the humidity is probably 95%.
Yeah. Something around that.
Jeez. Suddenly, I don't feel too bad about
like
my
breathing water. You know?
Oh, God. Yes, exactly. It's like liquid air. You're 100% right. Man, I tell you, that's just the worst. Now, after talking to you, I don't feel so bad about my 110 because the humidity was only 4%.
Oh.
That's
nice.
Yeah, except John was saying, you know, I think you can get dehydrated just from not having enough water on your skin. I said, I don't know about that, but I think I will drink up. All right, so are we talking about Myers-Briggs still?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, as you know, of course, the art of Myers-Briggs is determining what type someone falls into. Well, what is the hardest type to actually categorize? The hardest to type and know, oh yeah, this person would be this. What is it?
Oh.
And let me tell you why it's hard, because this group is amazing at concealing what they're thinking and feeling.
Oh. Yeah, let me think. I guess it's INFJ.
INFJ.
Oh, this one was tough.
So, INFJs do not want to be discovered and known. At the very least, they're ambivalent.
Okay, I had one guess on your trivia question.
Uh-huh. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's like Fastrana.
Say what?
Fastrana, like running things fast.
Ah, no. But nice.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week. Stay dry.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, indeed. All right. And, I don't know. I might be revealing this, but I wouldn't be surprised, because, after all, it is a lot of people that it covers. And let me find the actual question there again. Let me move the sanitary district out of the way. Yeah, other meeting. And one out of three, so that's 33% of us, believe this about themselves. So, yeah. And maybe not all the time. It may be something that for a while you believe it and then you don't, or maybe after a while you start to believe it. Well, it could be circumstantial. All right, I'm confusing you. I know. I shouldn't even be going there. All right, so we'll move right over, don't you know, to, let's see, say goodbye to Naoto and say hello to Johnny D in Ohio. What's going on, Johnny D?
Hey, hi, Rolly. I thought I'd call in, even though I haven't got any thicker skin, but...
Well, you have to develop that. You got my email and answer to that, so believe me, you got no problems whatsoever.
No. I don't like to be, criticized. I don't like it.
Yeah, well,
I can't handle it.
You're going to have to handle it, because anytime you put yourself out into the public, you will be.
Well, that's why I stay kind of private.
Well, yes, and,
but
see,
anyhow,
and we don't know who you are. It's okay.
You don't know who I am.
That shouldn't. I mean, nobody listening knows exactly who you are or where you are, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm just like a figment of people's imaginations or stuff, whatever they say. Okay, now listen, I got a guess on the straggler.
I'm listening.
You there?
I'm listening.
Okay. I don't know what you said there right before. You said you're confusing people. Yeah, I guess you are. But I just thought maybe a good sense of direction.
No.
All right. Well, then a good storyteller.
No.
All right. Well, then a good joke teller.
No.
All right, well, then, I don't know. What did you say it was again? It's what?
What do you mean? The question is, one out of three Americans believe this about themselves. What?
That they're funny. They're funny.
That's not it, though they may be.
All right, well, then I guess a good sense of direction, it wasn't. Because last week I said a good ear for music, and you said it was right along them lines.
No, I thought that was the last question, but no. It's not along those lines.
This one here, one out of three thinks that they're this.
Mm-hmm.
I know, a good judge of character.
Nope. Nice, though. Nice guess.
All right, then that's my guesses. I don't know.
So you would want your hominin in question.
I guess so, yeah, I'll try it.
All right, and I know you want multiple choice, and we're going to give
I like multiple choice, because this way I can kind of figure what you're saying and kind of figure it out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's like taking government tests. I relate to that. All right, so now, number two, it's question number two. Why did researchers sing in caves? And we have five choices. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
They sang in caves because they tried to guess the size of the cave. They sang in caves because they wanted to create a cave-in. They sang in caves because they found the Lucy skeleton. They sang in caves because they found that the sound was the loudest in areas that were painted. They sang in caves because they wanted to test the echo of the cave.
They sing in a cave.
We can rule out Lucy, so go for the other four.
Because what were they singing? Lucy in the Sky?
I don't know. They didn't say what year the researchers were singing, so.
Well, that's why they named it Lucy.
Yes, well. Yeah.
All right, listen. It's the one about wherever it was painted, it was the sound was louder.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Researchers sang in cave. Now, why? Okay, so you knew that answer, but why? Why did they find that the sound was the loudest in areas that were painted?
Why was it louder because it was painted?
Now, see, this is not a trivia question because I don't know this answer. And my question is, did the hominins paint the areas that already they knew had the most ambient sound, or did their painting create?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so it wasn't that their painting created the ambient
sound.
No,
it was. I think that the formation of the rock or whatever they were painting on. You know what I'm saying?
So they picked the areas that would have the loudest sound.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Why would they do that?
And you know what else they? And you know what else they did?
What?
Could do?
Go on.
These ones, like you've seen the one with the bulls in France and Spain, these caves with the drawings of all the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did deep in the caves, so you had to go in there with an oil lamp or some kind of a flame, okay?
All right.
And when you held it up, it looked like these things were moving.
Oh.
These paintings they made, yeah. So how about that?
Oh.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah. Gee, the precursor of the video, who knew?
Oh, yeah, it looked like they were moving. That's what they say.
All right, good deal, Johnny D. We'll add to your stash. Thanks.
Okay, thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
And I'm going to try to develop a thicker skin.
Yes, you must. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so good deal.
Bye.
All right, so we're going to Soroya. Yay, Soroya has called. She wants music. We're going to do charts, I believe, from 1985. And that's coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
About a quarter past nine, looking for a chicken, gonna have myself a time. Along come a doll, says, come go with me. You can gawk and stroll with your sugar daddy. We did the gawk and the stroll all night. We did the gawk and the stroll till the broad daylight. We start to meet the floor, they'd yell more and more. We did the gawk and the stroll all night. I said, little chicken, you're my sugar wugger. When we do the stroll, great gugga-mugga. Head for home, sleep all day, cause when night time comes, we may wanna play. We did the gawk and the stroll all night. We did the gawk and the stroll till the broad daylight. We start to eat a full day to yell more and more. We did the gawk. can stroll all night.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, I've certainly seen the stroll. I can't imagine the steps to the gawk and the stroll, but I'm sure they were colorful. And, yeah, whatever TV Den shows featured the gawk and the stroll did not survive today for us to see video clips, and that's really too bad all the way around. But, yeah, you know who these guys are. Not from this song, you don't. But this was recorded for NASCO. And right there, how many groups can you name on NASCO? And with that in mind, that should give it away. But if not, well, I don't have any other hints. 1958, 888-876-5593. Soroya is in Detroit. All right, Soroya, why are you awake?
It's a long story. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been a rough week at my job. So I probably...
Are you still there? Hello, hello? Soroya, there you are. You were cutting out there for a moment.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, trivia.
Yes, you would like charts for the week of July...
1985.
We ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number one, A View to Kill.
Duran.
Yep, Duran Duran it is. Number two, Susudio.
Phil Collins, Genesis.
Yes, Phil Collins. All right. Number three, Raspberry Beret.
Your favorite Prince song.
Yes, it is my... Yes, there I was doing something close to nothing but different from the day before. Yes. It explains my life, truly. Number four, The Search is Over.
Journey?
No, give me another one. Not Journey.
This is over. God, I don't know. Wow, I'm going to strike out that soon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, you'll know the group, Survivor.
Oh, God.
All right, number five. I know how you feel, believe me. Number five, Would I Lie to You?
Eurythmics.
Yes. Number six, Every Time You Go Away.
Oh, God, that's...
It's a wimpy ballad. And to hear him sing it, you'd hope she'd never return. Every Time You Go Away, Paul Young.
Oh, God, it's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
You're out, right?
Yeah. No, that's right. You still number seven. You give good love.
Whitney Houston.
Yes, it is. Number eight. Voices Carry.
Still Tuesday.
Yes. Number nine. Glory Days.
First Racing.
Yes, and number ten. The Goonies Are Good Enough. The Goonies Are Good Enough.
Please, Cindy Lauper.
And we have a winner. That was very good. All right. Hopefully you can get some sleep.
I will, Raleigh. I just wanted to call you up.
Well, your phone is betraying you, but it is still wonderful to hear your voice, and I hope you will call again soon, but I hope you can sleep. That's more important, and we'll hopefully talk to you. And hang on, we'll have John confirm that address, though I'm sure we know it, but just in case. All right, eventually Soroya gets a certificate and more. And we get to Dale in Nevada right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
You know.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, that was a big hit in 1954. Who are they? And I promise that's the last of the 50s for a little while. We'll go into the 60s coming up. We've even got some 70s. So those are your bumper stumpers. There is a theme. There are actually two themes. Yeah, I'll be impressed if you get the second one. The first one, that should be pretty easy. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? And as we mentioned last week, it's not a trait. It is positive, usually. And it's very specific. What is it? One out of three believes it. Yeah. And it might be temporal, too. Like, you might have a period of time where you're believing it, and then that'll pass and say, maybe not. All right. So, Dale in Nevada, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Roddy?
How's it going?
Good. Hot here, 110 or 111
night,
so.
The entire Southwest is like that, and...
You know,
it shouldn't have an effect, but almost everybody I've talked to on a cell phone today, the connection's just been breaking up like crazy, and it leaves me to wonder.
But Nick, could have something to do with the virus, though.
Who knows? Either that or it's transmitter shacks like mine that are 113 degrees inside. So
Maybe.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I'm from Chicago. Unfortunately, since you started like at, 8 o'clock?
Well, if you're in Nevada, so that specific time, so yeah, that would be 8 to 11.
Yeah, sometimes I always get a chance to listen to your whole show. I miss being back in Chicago where it started at 10, and
right.
I could catch more of it. So.
Right. Well, you know,
listen to you as much as I can. So.
And I appreciate that. I stream it, and the shows are also available as downloads, so you can always get that from Raleigh.net.
Okay, sounds good. I think the answer is spiritual.
Nice, but not right.
Religious or spiritual?
Nope.
No. Okay.
But thanks for trying, and call me again. I appreciate it.
Have a good night.
You too. All right. So, yes, it is hot everywhere, and I know. It is, technically it's summer. We are officially in summer, but still early July, usually not quite this hot. I was seeing on the news the other day that Death Valley was supposed to break its all-time hot record. I don't know if they did or not, but that was a headline for a minute there. Among other things that will lead you to be very afraid. All right, Fran in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Roy. Yeah, I'm staying in my place, in my air conditioning.
Hell yes, yes. And Austin's funny. It's not humid like Houston, but it also certainly isn't dry like El Paso. Austin can play tricks on you.
No. Well, when I first met Gary, he lived in Galveston.
Oh,
and I used to go and visit because I had gone back to school, so I'd go and visit him during the summer. And I used to tease him, and I said, if you don't think I love you, I'm in Galveston. It's summer. I hate heat and humidity.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
So that should show you something.
Oh, absolutely. Galveston, yeah, that's the heart of the humidity belt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And every time I went there, I got some kind of sickness, like, you know, throat.
Yeah.
Or chest cold. I think it was... partly kind of the mold, because everything was moldy.
Of course.
Yep. But that's why I said, well, okay, if I have to move to Texas, I guess, you know, I was trying to think weather-wise, and well, I guess I'll try Austin.
Man, next time I suggest San Antonio.
That might be good, yeah.
Yeah.
We have thought of that, actually.
Yeah, that... When I lived in Austin, I spent my weekends either in Dallas or in San Antonio.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I just couldn't take it. In any event, I have lyrics for you, and you want 1964?
Yes.
I never should have gone away and left you like I did.
Like I did. Outside, on the outside looking in.
Absolutely right. I never should have gone away, never should have gone away and left you like I did. With tears in your eyes, I thought you'd take me back, but now, to my surprise, I'm on the outside looking in. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
All right.
It is. All right. You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So,
thanks,
Fran, you're more than welcome. And thank you for calling. Fran gets her lyrics, and rarely does she miss. And so there you have. I'm on the outside looking in. Fine. Super fine song. All right. So we'll have more bumper stumpers coming up. And so far, nobody's even taken a guess at any of them. But I have a feeling this next one that I play when I do this half hour, there'll be a line. You'll all know it. I do believe 1965, too. So, but in the meantime, we have Jack, and he is in St. Charles. So, Jack, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah. Hi, Ollie. I was wondering if you could play Dickie Do and the Don'ts, Teardrops Will Fall.
Oh, okay. That's nice that you're saying that, because most people, you know, I was afraid it was going to be like Nini Nana Nunu or something. Okay.
No, I I picked this up on the internet. I did that, and I listened to Click Clack once.
Oh, God, yes.
The reason I even know this tune, Ry Cooder put it on one of his albums.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll play it tomorrow night for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, so yes, Dickie Do and the Don'ts. Named after Dick Clark's child. All right. What can I tell you? Anybody will do anything to get on the show, right? Get those records publicized. All right. So 888-876-5593. It is Monday Night Trivia, and this is July 9th. If that's what your calendar... It is not. It's July 8th. July 8th. If that's what your calendar says, then straggle over to the phone and give me a call. 888-876-5593. If you know my straggler, that's great. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? If you know any of the bumper stumpers, that's great. If you know the themes, there's two. Either one of them will be good. And if you don't know any of that, again, you know something about something. Everybody does. Not even possible that you don't have some at least minuscule area of expertise where you say, I know all about that. All right, well, you call, give me a category, I'll give you a question. It's that simple as we play Monday Night Trivia. And as I say, this is a plead for your calls because, after all, Tuesday through Thursday, I can prattle through and talk to myself, but Monday night, in order to play trivia, I need contestants. So that would be you. The shadow of the retrograde begins Tuesday, July 16th, right in the heart of the Republican Convention. The actual Mercury retrograde begins when Mercury stations and turns retrograde. It's not turning anything. It's from our view at Earth. August 4th through August 27th for the full deal. And then the shadow before and after will impact you to some degree. All right, so 888-876-5593. Today would have been Billy Eckstine's 110th birthday. Yeah, born in Pittsburgh. And he was terrific. Sadly, he had a stroke in 1992. And he died in Pittsburgh in 1993. So he made it for a year, but ultimately had a heart attack. His last word was Basie. Yeah, how about that? All right. Gwen Guthrie would have turned 74 tomorrow. And I guess her big break, she stepped in for one of Aretha's backup singers. And then wound up recording for herself. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. All right, she was only 48 years old. All right, cancer. Lee Hazelwood would turn 95 tomorrow, but sadly been gone since 2007 in Henderson, Nevada. Renal cancer, he was only 78. He was an interesting guy. Louis Jordan. You know, I can't believe that this guy is not remembered as, like, the biggest, because he really was. He was as creative and talented as it got, and, you know, his Timpani Five sounded like a full big band orchestra. It really did. And his lyrics were just tremendous. And, like I say, would have turned 116 today. And, yeah, everybody should know that name. Born in Brinkley, Arkansas, and died in Los Angeles, had a heart attack when he was 66 years old. But I'll tell you, he was so hot for a while. He was known as the king of the jukebox because, man, those records, everybody had those on their jukeboxes and across the country, really. So rest in peace, Louis Jordan. Just tremendous. And we do play a lot of his stuff. Five Guys Named Mo and a lot, Caledonia, and a lot more. So 888-876-5593. 88 Raleigh, Saturday Night Fish Fry. All right, we'll get to Jim in Richmond. He's got some guesses. Gary in Austin wants some charts. All right. And Dave in Chicago wants baseball trivia. Recent. All right, we're going to do that. All that and more coming up in another Bumper Stumper in moments here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's about as Chicago as it gets, so we don't have a winner on that. I start to wonder, is anybody listening to the show? All right, and 1965. If I gave you the label, you'd know it instantly because the chances are good you can't name anybody else on this label, but it definitely was a little Chicago label. Leon Singleton owned it. All right, so that's the closest you get to a hint from me. 888-876-5593. 888-88-Raleigh. Dave is in Chicago, and Dave wants recent baseball trivia. So, Dave, how are you doing?
Hey, Raleigh, I'm doing good tonight. How are you?
All right, so I think you're going to do it this time. You ready?
Let's try it.
Okay, who was the last White Sox pitcher to win a Cy Young Award?
Ooh.
I'll even tell you the year, 1993.
Oh, 1993. Was it Francisco Valenzuela?
Jack McDowell.
Jack McDowell. Shoot. Okay.
We'll try it again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Holly. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Gary is in Austin. How's it going, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh. And it's much smoother for me than for you. I know that.
Yeah.
So, you're in my thoughts about all that stuff. Well, so.
Thanks. Thanks. After a while, you can just laugh. I keep checking the temperature in the transmitter room to see, can I turn that sucker back on? The answer is no. All right. So, all right. So we're going to do charts from July 1967.
Okay.
You are a glutton for punishment. All right.
Yeah.
Number one, Windy.
Association.
Number two.
Too well.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, Little Bit of Soul.
Music Explosion.
Yes. Number three, Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Oh.
Yes, it's it's who you think. Come on, you can do this. Former lead singer, of a group. Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Oh, classics.
No classics involved.
No, it's not. No, it's
bigger group than that.
I want to say the Vogue. That's not that.
Oh no.
Why am I not kidding?
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna kick yourself. You ready?
I'm ready.
Frankie Valli.
I'm not feeling too. I'm even feeling worse.
You are. Yeah, I know. See, absolutely. Well, this next one you'll know, but you'll be sorry that you do. And that is number four, is San Francisco, Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair.
It's Scott McKenzie.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Number five, Don't Sleep in the Subway.
Petula Clark.
Number six, Come On Down to My Boat, Baby.
Every Mother's Son.
Yes. Number seven, Up, Up and Away.
Fifth Dimension.
Number eight, Light My Fire.
The Doors.
Number nine, Come On, Mary Ann.
Four Seasons.
Yes, and number 10, A Whiter Shade of Pale.
Procol Harum.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Yeah, just one of the world's worst records. But
yeah.
Well, you're a winner, as usual.
Well, at least I didn't get any soul songs wrong. You know,
oh, God. Well, no. That would be unacceptable on every level. So I've got to ask you. So Fran's mentioning that she was visiting you in Galveston. What possessed you to move to Galveston?
I could afford to live there cheaply, and I knew people there.
Okay, that would do it. That would be the only thing. All right. That's like being paid to live there. Makes sense.
And things, plus things, I could walk to things. So
you know, that part's true. You can.
And so... I enjoyed my years there.
But. It's interesting because, of course, as you know, having lived there, Galveston 100 years earlier was like the most happening place in the South. And man, after
that... Oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. All sorts of illicit activity, too. And after that hurricane, man, it never rebuilt itself, really.
No, it didn't. And Houston built the ship channel and all that.
Right.
They were able to become the major city in the state.
Right, exactly. But back, it was founded in the early 1800s. That was through the late 1800s and the early 1900s. That was the place.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I guess 1900, I guess, was that storm.
And that storm hit.
I think it was the second richest per capita city in America.
Yeah, I think I read that.
Yeah.
There was a book I read on that storm a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember who, what's his name? Eric Larson, I think, is the author of it. But I can't remember the name of the book.
And I'll look for it. I've got a few on Galveston because I'm always fascinated by that. And I've driven there many times because there again, it's like this was the Wall Street of the South. This was Texas's first bank and first post office and how, you know, the Strand and vacationers. And, you know, you see the pictures of throngs of people and you say to yourself, how could this not? I mean, I understand what the storm did, but how can it not have come back?
Yeah, I wondered that myself, and it's a great place for tropospheric and ducting.
Yes,
too.
Yes, so, it is actually yes. And so, you know, I know they've got the historical foundation preserving local historic buildings, and which aren't really that historic in many cases. But it just doesn't seem right that this wouldn't have become just even bigger.
Yeah, I don't know what decisions were made. That were wrong, but
right,
they made
right,
a lot of them.
And I wonder about that. It's like the Padre Islands, both South Padre and North Padre. You know, for the most part, these are wastelands. Why the hell haven't they really developed?
That's a good question.
And
I mean, don't know.
I know as you get a little further north, you know, of course, Corpus and all that, you get into military. Then you get into the oil derricks and all this stuff that you really, I can see why they're saying, yeah, there are places, you know, Port Arthur and stuff. All right, fine. But the Padre Islands, that should have been, you know, vacation places for everyone in the South.
Yeah, it should have been. Should have been.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
There's opportunity there for someone.
Yeah. There's so much I don't get these days.
Yeah. Oh, and not the truth. Yeah, just shake your head and walk. But yeah, exactly.
And things I used to get, and I don't get them anymore.
Right,
I don't know
right.
what that is. What
yeah, all. I know. Well, that's the old, we've lived too long.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks
true.
For calling. I appreciate
thanks
it.
For, thanks a lot.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, good.
Bye-bye.
And we'll add to Gary's stash. And right now we'll add to your wealth of knowledge with the news on WGN Radio.
Shelter.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Nobody knows this record? Yeah. Hello? Maybe I'm not giving the phone number out enough. 888-876-5593. 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Yeah, because I know somebody knows this record. Yeah, this is it. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe this is bad news for you, but this is the easiest of the bumper stumpers. That's right. I don't think there's anything I'm playing that's easier than this. Although, arguably, there are a couple coming up that might be. But if you don't know any of my bumper stumpers, amazing. Maybe you know the straggler. Yes, one out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? And we've determined it's not really a trait. It is positive, and it's very specific. What is it that you believe about yourself, or certainly that one out of three Americans believes? All right, we'll find out what Jim in Richmond, Wisconsin is doing. Now, firstly, Jim, how are you feeling?
I'm perplexed because I didn't know any of the songs you played today.
I'm not. Well, this last one, shame on you. But some of the other ones, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Right. I've listened to music all my life, and I didn't know any of them.
You're saying I've never heard this. And,
right. Yeah. And I'd like to say that I think that one in three Americans think that they are a great American.
Oh, I love that. That's not it.
Oh, okay. And could I ask for some Big Bang Theory trivia?
Ooh, all right. You absolutely can. Let's see here. Of course, I got to look that up, but that's all right. And I assume you mean as in Big Bang, the TV show?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. There should be a lot of that because that was a very popular show. And yes.
My favorite.
Really? Okay. So let's ask one here that miscellaneous questions that they claim are not difficult. You'll be the judge of that, I guess. All right. So, in season seven, all right, one of the episodes, Raj organized a scavenger hunt for his friends to compete in. Howard and Amy got paired together. While they felt a little awkward at first, having never had one-on-one time before, they discovered a common love for the music of what artist?
Neil Diamond.
Absolutely right. See, that's where I would have turned off the television. But you're absolutely right. We have a winner.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
My other question is, everyone I've listened to on WGN has been on vacation. Are you due for a vacation soon?
Nope.
Oh, because I was hoping I could convince you to come to Wisconsin to take a vacation.
Oh, I would love to do that. I'd have to drive, though, because I don't fly. So it would take me quite a lot of time to get there. But no, not at the moment. I might take a day or so near Labor Day because John has a Comic-Con he wants to go to. So I don't like to miss I don't like to miss Labor Day, but I have to go down there so he can go to the Comic-Con because we don't want to miss that.
Right, because I thought maybe you'd like to go to, like, Lake Geneva.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Dells.
Right, up to Door County. Yes.
I totally recommend Door County.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been there, and I've been to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
So, I've not, but I've been to a Green Bay Packer game.
Oh, yeah. No, the Hall of Fame's really nice, and I was there in 92. And I've been to the Outlet Mall in Oshkosh in the middle of winter. So, what can I tell you? So, yeah, no, I think Wisconsin's great. And one of these days we'll get to travel again. But right now we're pretty much tethered here for doctors and specialists and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. That's why you're there for John.
Yeah.
But I hope someday you'll come visit us.
Yeah, we will. We absolutely, you know, because I used to live in Rockford, and I like Chicago a lot, and I like Wisconsin. When I lived in Rockford, I went to Wisconsin all the time.
Yes, so. And I used to have family in just north of Rockford.
Uh-huh.
So.
Sure.
And I used to drive there to visit them.
Sure.
And I thank you for everything you've done for me.
Oh, happy to do it, and we'll talk to you soon. And did you have a request? I don't remember.
No, I haven't had a request.
Okay,
but can you play something by Shanana?
Sha-na-na. Tomorrow night you will hear a Sha-na-na song that you haven't heard in a while.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
So Jim in Richmond. Yeah, Sha-na-na. My pleasure. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Now, I don't know if Jim hung up, but I'm putting him on hold in case he didn't. And if he did, Jim, call back and give John your address, because I'm not sure if you won before. I think you did. But that way, whenever we do that mailing that we threaten to do, that hopefully you'll all be alive when it arrives, you will get something. And so, you know, it's a nice certificate for each win, and then a prize like a CD or DVD or tabloid or something. All right, so not worth the postage. But you're doing it for the fun of it, and I am glad you're having fun, because I am too, on Monday Night Trivia. Let's see, Diane in Chicago is going to guess on a trivia question. So, Diane, what do you think?
Okay, thanks, Raleigh. I was thinking, I'm surprised people haven't guessed it, and I don't think I have the right answer either, but I was wondering, one out of three, did they feel that they would be able to sacrifice themselves or give themselves, donate a kidney, donate a lung, or jump in the water to save somebody drowning, or any of those kind of acts?
Isn't that nice? That's not right, but it's a very nice thought. You would hope that one out of three would, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Mm.
So, now, can I do an advertiser thing?
Oh, an advertising question? Sure. Let's see what we got.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sure. Let's find out something. All right. Got a lot of questions here. And, coffee from the Magic Mountains.
Oh, wow. Magic Mountains?
Yeah,
I was wondering, one coffee ad that was pretty much ongoing, but it wasn't, Folgers?
Yes, we have a winner.
Oh, that's exactly right.
All right, hang on, don't go away. That's right. Yeah, good old Folgers. Indeed, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Ah, Debbie and Raleigh is going to take a guess on a trivia question. So one out of three believe this about themselves. What do you think, Debbie?
Okay, well, that they're going to have children?
No.
That they're going to get married?
No.
That they're going to finish college?
No.
That they're going to live in a foreign country?
No. Oh, God. One out of three. I'd love to see that.
Well, that one's kind of, out there.
Most of the time, you can't get them to leave the damn county.
Can I try old-time radio so I can show how little I know about anything?
Oh, you know a lot about everything. Hang on, and we'll get you an old-time radio.
I do if I can remember it.
All right. Well, don't go away. Stay right where you are, and we'll do old-time radio with Debbie right after this and right after your next bumper stumper, which hopefully you'll recognize. We'll see on WGN Radio.
Ran the other way, singing oom ba ba ba, oom ba, shiddy dee dee dee, oom ba ba ba, oom ba, shiddy dee dee dee, oom ba ba, oom ba, shiddy dee dee dee, oom ba ba, oom ba, shiddy dee dee dee, oh oh yeah, oh 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 oh, ba, oom ba ba. When I was jumping over tombstones, I ran right to a fence. I tripped over a body, nearly lost my sense. Running, 'cause all I heard was bones are singing. Oom ba ba, oom ba, di 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 di. Oom ba ba, oom ba, di di di. Oom ba ba ba, oom ba, di 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 di. Oom ba ba ba, oom ba, di 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 di. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Ba ba.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? 888-876-5593. There's your bumper stumper. And we are about with Debbie to look at some very old-time radio. And I am prepared for this. All right. So here we go. Now, this actor, this actor had worked with Jack Webb and Pat Novak for Hire in 1946 on ABC Radio, and then he assumed the role of Ed Backstrand on Dragnet. All right, later he went on to television fame in a couple long-running series. Who was he?
At first I was sitting here going, Jack Webb, and...
Yeah.
Nope. I have
all right.
No clue. I've as much as I've heard the series.
Would you like to know?
Yeah. I'll probably forget it, but.
No, you won't. Raymond Burr.
Okay.
Raymond Burr.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
He was such an actor.
Yep.
And he was on that Fort Laramie.
He's on so many things, right? That's why
TV
I thought.
Series.
Yeah.
Perry Mason.
Yeah, of course.
At
yes.
least I knew who you were talking about.
Yes. It wasn't unknown to you.
I didn't know that first part, but when you said his name, of course, I knew him from Perry Mason. And,
yeah. And Ironsides. And, yes, of course.
Oh, man. What a voice.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And of course, Jack Webb, Joe Friday. His radio partner was Sergeant Ben Romero, and that was an actor named Barton Yarbrough. And then George Fenneman was one of the announcers on the show. And of course, he was also the announcer on You Bet Your Life on radio, as well as television. And I think that. There were some others as well. All right, so obviously there was a whole cast. Yeah, but as far as people whose names you might know. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And the deal is that the end of next hour, I will reveal the answer to our straggler. I will put you out of your misery. But one out of three Americans believes this about themselves. They really do. Maybe not always. It may be ephemeral that way. You might believe it for a while, and then maybe you'll decide, nah. But, man, I think you ardently, maybe one out of three anyway, ardently believe it. And as I say, it's not a trait. It is, I don't know what you'd call it, actually, but not a trait. It is something that's positive, and it's very specific. But you'd be surprised, and I would not be surprised if you're one of the one out of three. So what is it you believe about yourself? Yeah. I've heard people say it, too. And like I say, there was a time I was one of them. Yeah, times change, though. And I'll explain that as well. We'll have another bumper stumper coming up. And I was looking at these, and this tells me that I took a break earlier, so all right. So no, I'm figuring this out. All right, that's right. I'll just prattle on for the next 8 minutes, or you can call. That's right. We'll tell you what else is happening this week. Big week that it is. Steve Lawrence would have been 89 today, born in 1935 and died last year. Actually, Edie went 10 years earlier, the week before her 85th birthday. We have Donald McPherson. You're saying who? The main ingredient. Yeah, he would be 83 tomorrow, but he died in 1971. Wow, a week before his 30th birthday from leukemia. And Dick Orkin would have been 91 tomorrow. Yeah, and that, you shouldn't say who on that. Dick Orkin was the production director at WCFL, and he's the guy who came up with Chicken Man. Yeah, and the Tooth Fairy, and Amazon Ace, and all that stuff. But yeah, especially Chicken Man, and so that was, Dick was Chicken Man. And of course, Jane Roberts was all the females in Chicken Man, and she had been Trooper, 36, 21, 37 or so, I don't know. She did the traffic reports. And of course, she was married to the morning guy who was the announcer and the other parts. Well, what have we here? And furthermore, and had a hemorrhagic stroke Christmas Eve in 2017 at Thousand Oaks. Didn't make it beyond that, 84 years old. His radio commercials were just terrific also. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. All right, so Sister Sledge turned 70 tomorrow and still with us. All right, Ted Steele would have been 107 tomorrow. Yeah. And you're saying who? Well, you shouldn't be, actually, because he was on, yeah, some of the really big radio stations over the years. He was born in 1917, but he's on KMPC and WMCA and KYW and NBC and Dumont and CBS and WPIX-TV and ORTV and you name it. And one of his wives was Seal Lohman. I know you're saying who? Well, you probably know her as Alison Steele. And yes, it was. The marriage ended in divorce, but that's how Seal became Steele from Lohman. So, and of course, went on to a hell of a voiceover career, to say the least. And Allison's been gone since 95, died of stomach cancer when she was just 58. As for Ted, died in 85, and 10 years before her at 68. So, yeah, but it would have been 107. Jerry Vale would have been 94 today. I remember when I first moved to Rockford, they had a commercial. They have a mall there, the Cherry Vale Mall. And when I first heard it, I thought they said it was the Jerry Vale Mall. I said, this I gotta see. Yeah, and it was actually an interesting mall. It didn't have escalators. It had inclinators, so no steps. It was, but no evidence of Jerry Vale anywhere, though I always got a kick out of that. All right, Earl Van Dyke would have been 94 today. Yeah, one of the Vunk brothers and keyboard player. And when Joe Hunter left in 64, he took over as band leader and had some stuff on soul. In fact, one of them was a Northern Soul hit, 6x6. Oh, but I prattle on and you call. Good. Glad to hear it. And let's see. We've got Jeff. And Jeff is in Spring Grove. And he is a trivia guest. All right, Jeff, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
Better now that you've called. What's up?
My guess is Going to Heaven.
Going to Heaven. One out of three believe that. Nope, that's not it. But I like it. I hope more than one out of three believe it. I'd hate to think where the rest think they're going.
Either nowhere.
Yeah, well, that's the safe
the
bet.
Alternate.
Right. That's the safe bet. Nowhere. But if you believe in the alternate, now I know why there are ghosts. Who the hell would walk through the white light if you think you're going down?
Exactly.
Yeah, boy.
Exactly.
No. All right. Nice guesses, and I hope you'll call me again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you,
thanks.
Raleigh.
Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593 will take us. Let's see here, to Stacy in Algonquin. Stacy, how are you tonight?
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Okay, I'm better.
Yay! I'm better. All right, you sound better. Your cold has cleared up.
I know. A lot of coffee and stuff.
Well, it's worked, and the bones feeling okay? All the bruises?
Yeah, a little hurts here and there, but it's okay.
All right.
But on the question.
Yes.
Okay. That you're the best looking of anyone.
Ooh, no, it's not that. No, I never believed that. All right.
Okay. Well, that, let's see. That you're, that you pick out the best clothes out of anyone.
Nope. One out of three people believes this. This does not make anything sensical when I look at what's on the street. No, that can't be right. Are you kidding? The fashion police Let's could see. Make them an arrest in most zip codes.
One of three.
And it has nothing to do with how they look.
How about going on a plane?
No.
One, three. Driving a car?
No, I think more than one out of three are driving cars. And they don't believe it. They do it. Now, some of us are in disbelief at the way they do it, but they do it.
Oh, I think I'm just going to go for another question.
All right. Well, what you're going to do is hang on until after the news, and I assume you want a that girl question.
I want a question with that girl.
Yeah.
but about her parents.
Oh, a question about Anne-Marie's parents. All right.
Right.
Well, I'll have plenty of time during the news to look for that. You've given me my task, and I will meet it nobly. Hang on, don't go away, Stacy. All right.
Okay.
So I'll be on the lookout for Anne-Marie parental trivia questions for that girl. Who would have thought it? All right, then we'll get to Yoto in Japan, who's got some more guesses on this. So 1 out of 3 Americans believes this about themselves. And again, it's not a trait. It has nothing to do with their physicality whatsoever. Not how they look or how strong they are or other things that they might do physically, eating and anything else. All right, so it's not that. It's not a trait. It's not anything about their physicality. It is positive, and it's very specific. And yeah, a lot of people are wistful when they talk about it. There's another one. Wistful. Yeah, that's the word of the moment. All right, so we'll be back with your guesses right after the news on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1977 on Westbound. Who are they? Yeah, what's the theme? There's two themes, actually. So I expect a winner on that, this one anyway. Yeah, as they probably are most recognizable of the night, don't you think? All right. This next one's one of my favorites after that, though. But in the meantime, yeah, I think you know who that is. All right, now we're talking to Stacy in Algonquin. And Stacy not only wanted that girl trivia, but she specified she wanted trivia about that girl's parents. All right, and I've done it. Ow, I knew I could. It was not easy, by the way. The episode was called Dark on Top of Everything Else. And this was January 16th, 1969. And Anne decides that she's going to head back to Brewster to visit her parents for the weekend. But her parents weren't there. Where were her parents?
At her father's big dinner at the restaurant.
Oh no, they're in New York for a convention. That's what they did. They went to New York City for a convention. She shows up there. And so she's left to her own devices. And so that's where she's reminiscing fondly and not so fondly about growing up in Brewster. And she's also hearing every little proverbial bump in the night.
Oh, okay.
So,
Does she...
No, that's the deal. That was the whole question. It was, she gets up there and her parents aren't there. Where are they? They were at a convention in New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try again.
Yes, absolutely. If you remember that episode, there was one very big goof. Because while she's sitting there going through everything, she gets out the phone book to look at, for her former classmates in the phone book. Except Brewster had a population of about 2,000, and she was looking at the New York phone book. So it was like the size of Los Angeles Metro. And she's leafing through the pages of the supposed Brewster phone book. But other than that, it went pretty well. And it was actually the first directorial credit that Ted Bissell got.
Oh, and
that's wow. Why the way they set it out, he was only appearing in the first few minutes in front of the camera. Donald tells Anne if she wasn't in his life, he probably would have just worked all weekend. And as such, Anne allows Donald to live his life without her, and she decides she'll go back to Brewster for the weekend to visit her parents. But the plan doesn't come out.
Okay.
But the plan doesn't come out well as Lou and Helen headed into the city for the weekend for a convention. So that's the deal.
Okay.
All right. We'll do it next week.
Yeah. Oh, you and John, please stay well.
We'd like to stay cool. We'll settle for that right now, but thank you.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Talk to you
all
soon.
Right. Okay. Counting on it. All right. And we have shows all this week. Ain't going nowhere. Yes, assuming I don't die of heat prostration, which I doubt, since having had heat stroke in the past, John rarely lets me out. And in the meantime, I just play trivia, which I'll be doing for the rest of this hour. And if you don't get my trivia question, the straggler, then I'll reveal it at the end of this hour. And if you don't get any of the bumpers, have you gotten any of the bumpers? No one's even guessed on any of the bumpers. I'm not 100% sure what that tells me. All right, well, yeah. I just don't want to think about it is what it comes down to, so I shan't. Dave in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I was thinking more on your straggler. I was your baseball caller from earlier.
Yes.
I was four when Jack McDowell was pitching in 1993.
Oh, man, right. So. And I considered it a new question. Oh, well.
Well, age is relative, right? It's just a number. So.
I guess.
I was thinking on your straggler, and I thought to myself, what if it was one in three people want to retire early?
It's not that, but what a lovely thought.
Okay. What about, like, owning their own business or making $1 million?
I like that, too. It's not that. But that's good, though. That's real good.
I got one more.
Okay, good.
Is it that they'll outlive the age that their parents lived to?
Nope. You were probably closer with your last guesses.
Got it. Okay.
If you think of something else, call me back. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, I almost hesitate to say that stuff because, you know, it sounds like it's hints and then you go off in tangents because I'm not very good at hints. All right. Carl is in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN.
Hey, Raleigh. How are you?
Can't complain. How about yourself, Carl?
You're pretty good. You sound okay. You sound good.
Thank you.
I think I got the answer.
Okay.
For the straggler.
Yes.
That one out of three people think that they're going to be famous.
No.
The 10 minutes of fame deal. No.
Now, do those one out of three, do you think if that was it, they'd want to be famous? But but no, it's not that.
No. Okay. Very good. You take care.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, that's something I never aspired to. I don't even like the concept. All right. So 888-876-5593. 88 88 Raleigh. That's why whenever it came to like awards or other things like that or accolades, you know, if somebody would thought of me, no, don't think of me, think of somebody else, anybody else. All right, Naoto in Japan is back on WGN Radio.
Hi. I have six guesses.
Oh, good, six guesses. Okay, number one.
Yep. My first one is they believe they can identify the location of states in United States, like all over the states.
Oh, man, I wish one out of three could do it, but that's not it.
My second guess is they believe they can recall all of the state capital in the U.S.
That's nice, too, but no.
All right. My third guess is they believe they can recall all of the U.S. presidents.
Nope.
All right. My fourth guess is they can recall exactly what they ate last week.
Oh God! No, that's not it.
Okay.
At least you didn't say who. No. Okay. All right.
Okay. They believe that they can remember memories before they reach 3 years old. Maybe when they are like one or two.
One out of three people don't know where they are, let alone what happened when they couldn't remember things. No. And final, big finish.
All right. The last one is they believe in themselves.
What?
they believe in themselves.
No. Those are five. Those are six. Those are six wonderfully entertaining guesses. Thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, they're excellent guesses. And as far as you know, finding all the states, I have absolutely no trouble doing that, or the state capitals, no trouble doing that. But and I kind of pride myself on that. You can give me a blank map of America, and I can, without even thinking, just write all, where all the contiguous 48 are, and you know what the state capitals are, and you know better than that, I can pronounce them. Yes, Pierre, for instance. But I say that because when I first got to Illinois in Rockford, I had to get the car inspected, don't you know? Yeah, you probably went through that too. They give you a sticker. And should I even admit this? And I looked at it, I thought, well, that's interesting. And I put it on the car. And for 3 months, I thought that sticker was a pine tree. And then somebody said, Raleigh, you've got it upside down. It's the state of Illinois. I thought, it looked like a pine tree to me. All right, so now that that's true confession time, the real answer to this regular question is much worse. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh, with another bumper stumper coming up. Yes, one of my favorites on WGN Radio.
And skippity hop, I'm as happy as I can be. Whoa, whoa, boom, boom, and skippity zoom. Love is sweet, love is grand, works wonderfully. Whoa, we bop and skippity hop, I'll never be a millionaire. Whoa, boom, boom, and skippity zoom. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love.
Silver and gold you can have, or the world will be at your feet. But the heart is much richer, for love you cannot beat.
Oh, we bop and skippity hop, I'll never be a millionaire.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Yeah, nobody guessing on the bumpers and no one guessing on the themes, obviously. And a lot of guesses on the straggler question, which is good. We'll reveal it at the end of the hour. We'll also reveal all the bumpers and the themes. And that is, one out of three Americans believes this about themselves. It's not a trait. It's not physical or visual. It is positive, I'd say, for the most part, it would be considered positive, hopeful, maybe. Very specific. What is it? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, so let's see what Nancy and McHenry thinks. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Hey.
I was thinking what I would think, and I'm 86 years old, is I wonder if I will outlive what my parents' age was.
That's nice, but that's not it.
Okay, that I would be able to leave something for my children, money-wise.
Nope.
Still have enough to live on my own.
Yeah, right, that'd be nice, but nope.
Well, that's another thing, too, with... One out of three might say they want to die in their own home. They don't want to go to a nursing home.
Oh, I would agree with that. But no, it's not a wish that way. It's actually something they think about themselves.
They think about themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Could be considered egotistical, but not really.
They think that everybody likes them?
Oh, I like that. Nope, that's not it.
Oh, gosh, what else would be... At this age, I lost a son last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I've had four sons and I've lost two of them.
Oh, no. No parent should have to go through that. It's just, it upsets the order of things. Your kids are supposed to outlive you.
It did. Yeah. And I'll tell you that I felt like I had lost just a whole part of my body.
Of course. I can understand that.
We couldn't have a celebration of life until May. June, it turned out to be on Flag Day.
Mm.
And it was his wife's family. I had never met most of them. I met a couple of them before because they lived a different, distance from me.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time, and it just felt like love. They loved him as much as I loved him, really. And it was such, it helped put my body back together. I'm starting to think straight.
Good.
And get my mind back on living again myself.
Good.
Even though he's missing, I have so many wonderful memories of him that help and his wife. And they were a mixed marriage. He was white and my daughter-in-law was black.
Okay.
And I never, ever felt as warm even in my own family as I did in their family when we got together.
That's great.
And I never discriminated at all, but boy, I know we're all one now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone on this earth is all one.
And you will be together with him again, and until you are, he wants you to live life to the fullest.
Yes, that's what I would like to do, yeah. When I'm gone, I want my kids to do that too.
Yes, absolutely.
They'll see me again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guarantee that's right. All right.
Well, I'm trying to think of another answer to that, but I have this feeling that I'm right on the edge of your answer.
Ah, well, you'll know in under a half hour, and if you think of something else before that, call me back.
I sure will.
All right, thanks.
Thank you,
appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so
okay, bye.
888-876-5593. Oh, Johnny D has a bumper guess. All right, Johnny D, what'd you hear you know?
Well, that last one you played, was it the Mills Brothers?
No.
Okay, because I don't know. I sounded like that kind of book. All right, now listen. Okay, but did you play a Four Tops or a
no,
Temptation?
Neither.
Okay. All right, well, that's what I thought I heard a couple of times. Yeah. I don't know. That last one was a singing group from the 40s or 50s.
50s, and it's a group that you know. You absolutely know them.
From the 50s?
Yep, from 1954 for their huge, huge hit.
Oh, I don't know. The Dells or something?
Nope, not the Dells. Huge hit.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Keep listening.
Right over.
All right.
Huh?
Keep listening.
Okay.
When I say it, you'll groan.
Okay.
All right. All thanks. Right. Appreciate it. Bye. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Cleveland Dennis has a guess. All right. So Cleveland Dennis, what'd you hear you know?
Well, it sounded as I listened and listened like the Chords.
It is the Chords. Yes. Shaboom. Absolutely.
Right.
It is the Chords.
Yeah. That's what. Shaboom was one of the first oldies that I kind of cued into when I was about 16 or 17 and just thought it was dynamite. And here they are. And I think I've heard the song you played like, I don't know, maybe one time other in my whole life.
Right, of course.
So
yeah.
Thank you.
Not many people play Zippity Zoom. But, and that was on the Cat label before it was owned by Atlantic. So, Shaboom, you're absolutely right. All right, you're the first person to guess a bumper tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I have to apologize. I fell asleep through part of the show, but I don't, as I mentioned in previous calls, I'm not very good at putting together what the theme is.
We got two themes tonight, as far as that goes. And we have two more bumpers to play.
Well, I'll be listening for the rest of the show, but no hint, no hints?
No. Well, one of the themes should be pretty damn easy, and the other one should be quite difficult. That's about as easy as it gets.
Well, then I guess I'm lost there. But
All right, well, okay. you might know the next bumper. It's hard to say. It's certainly somebody who had a big hit.
Might be easy to say, too. We'll find out.
All right, thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Sherry in Naperville in moments. We'll get to the news right now, and we'll get to your next bumper stumper coming up soon on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Roddy James. All right, that's a familiar voice, or should be. Certainly you can name something he's done. Who is he? 888-876-5593-8888. Roddy. All right, now we have Sherry in Naperville. What's happening tonight, Sherry?
Hey, Roddy. No. I just want to warn you, my phone's acting weird tonight.
Ooh.
As far as volume-wise, when I try to turn it up. You spoke to the last gentleman, and you said, well, the first one's easy, and the second one is difficult as far as theme.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to guess, because it's easier than your trivia, songs from the 50s?
Nope. We had some from the 70s and the 60s.
Oh, okay. And I think, I don't know if it's the first or second one, but that song was great. I don't know what it was, so I'll be listening for that.
Okay.
At any rate... regarding 1 in 3 Americans or just people in general?
Yeah, Americans believe this about themselves. They believe this, that they are all that in a, you know, box of whatever.
And it's a positive thing.
Yeah.
My original guesses were they think they're OCD or...
No, it's not nothing like that. Nope.
Okay.
It's something very specific.
Then as things evolved, I changed my mind about 30 times.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that they might think they're benevolent.
Nope.
And donate to good charities.
Nope.
All right. Because you said the one gentleman caller like a half hour, 45, an hour ago, said something about money. And okay, so they'll be comfortably retired?
Nope. And I would say that some might see this as egotistical.
Yeah, I heard that, and that's why I thought of the benevolent donators.
Nope.
All right. I mean, that was my reason for that. Egotistical. That they... Egotistical. That they are needed and help others.
No.
I don't. Egotistical. That they're better than anyone else.
No.
All right. What do I got? One left?
Maybe. I'll give you two. But it's something specific.
I don't know if I can think of two.
All right. It's something very specific. It's not general.
Yes, I know that. Oh. very specific. If they donate their used items to the church?
No, that wouldn't be egotistical.
Well, sort of, if you think about it.
Yeah, well, no.
All right. Oh, egotistical. Well, I'm going to say this anyway, even though it wasn't, it's not really money related, that they think they're a freaking genius and could pass the Mensa test.
All right. Well, that's probably closer than anybody else.
Well, really? Oh, wow. Okay, but this is nice to last end. All right, so I got like 18 minutes to think of something.
And call me back.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. We stop what we're doing and defer to first-time callers, and that would be David. And David is in Winthrop Harbor. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I just had a... I said better looking this than that looks, but has a higher IQ, smarter.
Nope.
IQ. Okay. Well, that okay. We're getting warmer, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you want NASCAR trivia, right?
Yeah. So I was wondering, like, I don't know how it works. Do you just ask one question?
Yeah, just one question. Okay. Absolutely. You ready?
You just go on like the internet and just.
Well, no, okay. I don't worry where I find them. But when I throw out the questions, yes, they are verifiable. So you ready for your question? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. Can I put a reference like from 80 to now?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A time frame? Can I? Okay.
How about if we make it this century a NASCAR question?
I'm weak.
Well, no, I mean you've only got from by when I say this century, I mean from 2000 to now.
Oh, that's current. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
There too. Yeah. I'm kind of my strong point is like 80, 90.
Well, 80s or 90s.
Anyway.
Well, I'd have to go back.
Anyway,
for those.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we'll deal with you'll probably know this. Do you remember Jack Ingram?
Yes.
What was his nickname?
That's earlier, Jack Ingram.
What was his nickname?
Oh, that's a little earlier than I. Jack Ingram.
It was 2014, actually.
What series?
Beats me.
The Cup?
No.
The Cup?
Anyway, Jack Ingram's nickname was the Iron Man, but you want a question from the 80s? I'll find one.
Something proper.
All right. I'll find
Bill
one from
Elliott.
The...
Bill Elliott question.
Let's see. So 1980s.
Ask me any question about Bill Elliott. Or...
I don't know if I can do that, but let's see what we can do. You want NASCAR history? We'll do it from 1980 to 2002, but we'll specialize on the 80s. For me to do this, what I have to know is the answers, and so many
90s,
of these 90s. You want the 90s? Okay,
that's
NASCAR
strong.
Trivia in the 90s, the 1990s. Okay, let's see. Here we go. NASCAR 1990 trivia. I'll ask you, we have many categories here from the 90s. We have the Winston Cup season, 1999, 1997, 1996.
96.
Okay, and the Winston Cup series for 1996.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
So all you have to do is tell me, this should be easy, who was the 1996 Winston Cup champion?
I'm going to say Dale Jarrett.
Terry Labonte.
Bobby Labonte. I was thinking, okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Well, we'll do it again next week if you like.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks
for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay, peace.
All right, so there you have it. 888-876-5593. Now, let's see what we're doing. Keith in Michigan's got some guesses for us. So, hello, Keith. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Raleigh. It's been a couple of years since I've talked to you last, so it's good to hear you're still on.
What are you doing? What's been going on for 2 years?
Just busy. Right now I'm driving, traveling on the way to Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, nice. Vacation. Nice. Well, have a good time.
Thank you. I'd like to take a guess at the trivia question, the 1 in 3, the Straggler.
Yes. What do you think?
My hunch is they think they could do a better job than the president.
Right now, I think that's 9 out of 10, but no, that's not it.
Yeah, that was all I thought.
All right, okay, I love Raleigh, it. All right, thanks for trying. Call me again, and don't wait 2 years.
You're welcome.
All right, appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of talk about the president. We'll just leave that for another show. But Mike in Kinley Park has a bumper guess. All right, Mike, what'd you hear? You know,
I'm pretty sure it was Paul Peterson.
I played no Paul Peterson.
Oh, my God. It sure sounded like I thought something in the voice.
That last song? You don't even have the right race.
Oh, my God. That's pretty terrible for me, I guess. I should know these things.
All right. Try again. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
All right. At least I don't think he does. I don't think. I'll have to look it up. I shouldn't speak so quickly, but I'll look that up. In the meantime, Robert and Stickney has a bumper guest. So, Robert, what do you think?
Yeah. I think it was the last bumper stumper that you played, could that possibly have been Tommy Sands?
No. Oh, this guy would just love it if he'd hear these guesses. He would adore it.
Oh, wow.
I guarantee you he would just be tickled pink that he's been mistaken for Paul Peterson and Tommy Sands. No, like I say, you've got the wrong race.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Could I try one of those advertisers, maybe?
All right. Let's see what we can do for you. Oh, this is easy. His master's voice.
Oh, RCA Victor.
There you go. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Appreciate it. All right. Okay. So it's as simple as that. Yes. RCA, his master's voice. So let's put Robert from Stickney on hold there. John will confirm that address. And, Mark in Aurora wants to do charts. All right, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm a little later than usual.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm going to get a cat in August. I met a new lady friend, and she's got 3 cats she's trying to part with, and I'm going to get one of them.
Are you a former cat owner?
Yes.
Okay, so you know exactly what you're getting into.
Oh, yes.
All right. As long as there's no surprises.
In fact, I asked her if this cat has any wedding tendencies, and she said no. Mm.
So, what kind of cat?
I'm not sure of it. I know it's fluffy, and I know it's gray stripes. So.
Long hair, short hair, medium?
Short hair.
Short-haired, fluffy, short-haired. Okay, and gray striped. Interesting. How big? How many pounds?
I don't know.
All right.
Long legs, though. It says it jumps well.
Uh huh. Well, you need
and
to find.
Says he likes to come on top of you and purr and.
Okay, you don't mean that. I know what you mean, but what you said, you do not mean. All right. So.
No. All right. No. Get rid of that cat.
God. All right. Yes.
No, he doesn't. He's not going to mount me.
Right. Yeah.
No.
All right. So yeah, be careful of those descriptions. You may want to review the facts with this woman. All right. So now we're going to do charts the week of July the 8th, 1976.
Yeah.
All right. We'll you ready?
Give it a shot.
All right.
Yeah.
Number one, Afternoon Delight.
Oh, the Starland Vocal Band.
Yes, I'm so sorry. You're right. Bill and Taffy Danoff. Number two, Kiss and Say Goodbye.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. As usual, you are whiter than the whitest white man. How can you not know this?
Oh, come on.
I'll give you a hint. This was my favorite group when they were on Carnival. I even liked their stuff on Deluxe. But when they got to Columbia, that's when they started to have hits, and I hated them.
Oh, Kiss and Say Goodbye. Yeah, it's the guy with the deep voice starting with the narrative.
It's the Manhattans.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that. Oh,
yeah, I know you know it. Number three,
oh, well.
I'll Be Good to You.
The Brothers Johnson.
Yes, very good, very good. You're redeeming yourself. Number four, Shop Around. I wish it was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, but of course, this is the remake on
AM. As you like to say, the Captain and Toenail.
Yes, exactly right. Number five, More, More, More. How do you look it? How do you like it?
Yeah, I know this lady's name. I know it's not the Silvers, but
No. I think that she was an adult movie performer.
I know, and I should know this. In fact, I do know it. I'll be kicking myself when you tell me.
Yeah, you will. You ready?
Yeah.
Andrea True, the Andrea True connection.
Andrea True, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yes,
okay.
Who played in Deep Throat Part 2 and Head Nurse and Meatball and Devil's Due and Illusions of a Lady. Yes, Lady on the Couch.
Running out of Mistake Room.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see. You'll get the next one I know. Number six, Silly Love Songs.
Oh, McCartney and Wings.
Yes. Number seven, Misty Blue.
Oh, dear.
On Malico. You can do this.
Yeah, no, I've forgotten this one, too.
Oh, God. That would be Beverly Moore. Dorothy Moore, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Dorothy Moore. Beverly, I've changed her name. Dorothy Moore, Misty Blue. Number seven, Love is Alive. Hello, operator. You there?
Yeah.
That would be Gary Wright.
Love is Alive.
Gary Wright.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Number nine, not that it matters, it becomes academic now, but number nine, Sarah Smile.
All in Oats.
Yep. And number 10, Got to Get You Into My Life.
Yeah, the Beatles.
All right. Well, noble try. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I didn't quite get it this time. Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so final bumper stumper? Yeah, and reveal. I'll have to do that all at once. And then if we have time, we'll get to James and World War II. And if we don't, apologies in advance. But I know you don't want to miss the big reveal on the question here. So we'll do that and more coming up in the final moments of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Bo-do-do.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I realize I only have 4 minutes to go, so, all right. Tell you what the Straggler is, and then I'll explain my relationship to it, I think, tomorrow, because we got to get on to the bumper stumpers. But one out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? That they've got a good idea for an invention. And that's out of the Akron Beacon Journal from September 6, 2001. And I believe that. And I had this great idea for an invention. I'll tell you about it tomorrow night. It's a little past tense now, but I thought it was just a swell idea. All right. No, nobody invented it, as far as I know. All right. So here is the deal. The thing that our artists had in common, the easy one, their names all started with a C, and it was alphabetically done in reverse order. So they were all CX. And the hard part, all of them had a top 10 R&B smash and never charted R&B again. So In reverse order, we just played The Chanters, Stars in the Sky, 1958 on Deluxe, and their number 9 R&B hit was No, No, No. Jimmy Charles, yes, Age for Love, 1960 on Promo, and his number 8 R&B hit was A Million to One. The Chords, as we talked about, Zippity Zum, 1954 on Cat, and of course, they did Shaboom, huge hit. Number 2 R&B never charted again. It was CJ and Company with Devil's Gun, 1977 on Westbound. Number 2 R&B never to chart again. It was Claudine Clark, Walking Through a Cemetery, 1962 on Chancellor. And you'll remember she had Party Lights, number 3 on the R&B charts, never to chart again. Tony Clark did Landslide, 1966 on Chess. And of course he had The Entertainer, number 10 on the R&B charts. It was the CODs doing Cry No More, who was number 5 on the R&B charts with Michael, the Lover, 1965 on Kelmac. The Counts did Darlin' Dear, 1954 on Dot, and Darlin' Dear was number 6 on the R&B charts. The Crescendos did Gawk and Stroll, 1958, unreleased on NASCO, and the Crescendos, of course, were number 4 on the R&B charts with Oh, Julie. The Crickets did Your Mind, not as in Buddy Holly Ann. The Crickets, 1953 on MGM, number 10 on the R&B charts, never to be heard from again. It was the Crows who did Mumbleshevitz, 1954 on Tico, and of course they were number 2 on the R&B charts with G. All right, so there's your top 10, and there is your straggler. And tomorrow night, yes, I will tell you all about this great invention I had. Yeah, I was just convinced. All right, so now, if you don't have any engineering knowledge whatsoever, I'll set it up so you hopefully will follow along. But all I can tell you is it involves the vertical blanking interval. And we'll leave it right there. I thought it was a winner. We'll leave it right there. And of course, by the way, that I, you know, stopped thinking about it, that was about the time that the vertical blanking interval didn't matter anymore. But for a while there, I thought I had something. All right, so full details coming up. And a full show 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling, if you did, and for listening. And I hope to hear from you tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.